conditional use number 2429, Jason Hignett.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 0.69 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Camp Road, which is Sussex County Route 532, approximately 0.19 miles north of Eskridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 531. The 911 address is 20914 Camp Road, Bridgeville, and the tax parcel ID is District 331, Map 2, Parcel 17.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's survey plan, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of photographs received from the applicant and a written summary, and we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application? Yeah, come on up, please, if you would. And if you would, give us your names for the record, and then we'll begin.
Turn the mic on.
Carrie Hignett, and I'm wife to the business owner.
Okay.
Jason Hignett.
Okay, thank you. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No,
I don't think so. We're ready for any questions. We presented the information.
Okay, yeah, because I know that because we have to make a record, that's the thing. I know there's an applicant exhibit that actually has some fairly extensive information in it about the background and the property where you answered a lot of the questions that would be asked. But just so we have a record, describe what it is just so we've got it on the recording and these folks can hear sort of what you're looking to do and a little bit of the property in the neighborhood.
Okay, so I did this based off the questions that Ms. Lauren had given to me. It's a landscaping company. We provide a range of services that are included but not limited to paver installation, power washing, turf care, grass cutting, irrigation installation, repairs, mulching, and plant installation.
And are you going to add buildings or are you going to use existing buildings?
Well, that was some questions that we had. We have an existing building, a pole barn that's 32 by 36, where we store probably 90 to 95% of our materials.
Okay.
The pictures that were submitted do show like some outside alongside the pole barn. We have some mini equipment that we keep out there, piping, things of that nature.
Talk a little bit about then the surrounding neighborhood, you know, and whether there's homes, other businesses, agriculture, land, that sort of thing.
So across the street is farm. I don't even know how many acres. A big lot of farming. There's a house behind us that is going through this process that owns a painting business behind us. They have an indoor soccer that I think they're going through this process now with Businesses Through You. There's a residential property beside us, and there's a few residential properties on the road.
There's a watermelon distribution facility north before you get to Cannon Road. At Eskridge Road, there's another landscape company and a lady that does massages. And at the beginning of Camp Road, off of 13, is another landscaper at that business, or at the front of the street. I just wanted to kind of get a record established, and so the commissioners may have some questions beyond that. So.
All right. Mr. Hignett, I see the 4x8 sign to be installed later. Would that be lighted, electronic, or just have two lights
lighting.
On it? What's that?
Just landscape lighting.
Okay, cool. Hours of operation.
What's that?
Hours of operation.
We put our hours of operation 7 a.m. And anywhere from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. They're always done before sunset because you can't do landscaping in the dark. So we always have our drivers home before sunset so that they're not driving trailers in the dark. No work on Sundays, but it's also seasonal. We don't work in the winter.
Unless there's snow.
Right.
In our business.
Yeah.
So it's...
So that we could be after the 7 o'clock or the 6 o'clock in the morning. So
we're looking at 3 parking spots for employees is what I read here?
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be a question for Mr. Whitehouse. The lot's fairly small, so I don't want to create another problem by doing this. So impervious surface. So a lot of that ground's going to be covered, it looks like to me, by stone. So is that a concern?
If approved, they'll have to submit a final site plan, and one of the checks we do is with the conservation district. But because it's already a dwelling on the parcel, and you can already put hard surfacing in, it's unless they're proposing to increase the hard surfacing beyond what's there now, I don't see the conservation district objecting, but we'll have to check with them. So,
yeah, I just don't want to. Yeah. I just want to make sure there's going to be no other additional issues. Chemical stored on the property?
In the pole barn.
What kind?
Just herbicides, pesticides.
Okay. You keep technical data sheets with those.
Correct.
For everything.
Yep.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Ms. Collins.
Just a couple. Will you be doing any grinding on site with any tree debris?
No.
Okay.
No,
actually, I think that's the only one.
Vehicle maintenance on site or equipment maintenance? If so, would it be in the pole barn?
What kind of, usually if there's any maintenance that we do, he works with a local, Kevin. You take all of our maintenance stuff to Kevin.
At his office,
okay. At his site, but we don't really maintain.
It's great that you store most of your products inside.
Yes.
There won't be any on-site sales where clients come to purchase stuff. That's just supplying for your jobs off-site.
Well, one of the questions that we did have that we submitted to the, what happens if we do grow? If we did want to have a customer come, or we did want customers to meet with us, what happens when we do want to make those changes that our business is just not the size for right now?
Well, that's not an issue if we have it on the record now and put it in our conditions.
I guess the bigger question is, this is a little different than what Mr. Mears asked, but is there going to be retail sales from the site? Because it doesn't look like there's size for that.
Some of the questions I proposed for future goals, will we allow to do these? Additional lighting, additional employees, additional parking. Could we have any additional buildings, not huge ones? Could we eventually have customers come to the business? Could we grow our own plants? What would that look like?
So at this point, if you add buildings, depending on how many and what size, that would trigger another public hearing if you got approved for what you're asking for here.
You know,
it's just going to depend on what you ask for.
Yeah.
Because it's a conditional use, the commission and county council can put conditions of approval, you know, and limit things like that. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's just.
That would be clear when we go.
Yeah,
like what
and what would happen
what
is if the business expands, like, for example, if you were going to add another building, you know, you'd have to come get a building permit for that.
Right.
And that would trigger their staff to look at it and say,
okay,
well, you need to at least amend the site plan, and maybe if it's a big enough change, does that trigger another public hearing?
Okay.
I mean, so it's down, it's sort of an if and when it happens down the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just make a suggestion? I think you said three employees. Is that what you?
We only have two employees, but we put on our site plan parking for three. But next season, if we wanted to hire a third employee or four employees, we weren't sure how tight our box was. If we're telling you we only have two employees
I think
now,
you need to go on the higher side if you think you're going to have five or six employees next year.
Okay.
That way we condition it with the limit of
a four
and two people driving in one car.
Correct.
Well, and the other way to come at it, too, because Ms. Wingate's right, you know, you're going to have to submit a final site plan.
Okay.
You know, just include all the parking that you think you might need on that final site plan, you know, so just it's shown right there. You know.
But if you're hoping to grow this business, that way you don't have to come, because really you would be in violation if we say three employees. So if you think it's going to get bigger, I'd go for the larger
number.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Because ultimately it looks like, you know, hopefully the business does well, but at some point you're just going to be geometrically constrained because the lots are small.
On 0.69 acres, you're only going to be able to do so much in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get much bigger than you are now, you're going to be looking for another place to be.
Agreed.
I would think.
Agreed.
But I agree with Ms. Wingate. The wise thing to do would be to err on the high side. Six employees.
Six good.
And that way you've got some room to grow.
Okay.
Is that based on vehicles?
Or employees, like
employees. So
employees.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
No, sir.
Okay, staff, anything?
Not for me, thank you.
Okay, anyone? Okay.
Just one for me, just to make sure if it's condition-wise. Are you going to be storing mulch or dirt or anything on the site?
No.
Okay.
We don't.
That's all I had, thanks.
Okay, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you, guys.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2429, Jason Hignett? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2429? Anyone on the commission have any additional comments or questions?
Thank you.
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.